This is the Sports Generals on the Wire.
So he looked down, stared him in the eyes, and then drained a three.
I cried the first time I went to Waco. It was so beautiful.
That was me knocking on wood.
I was so happy to be in Waco. I wanted to stay there.
That's just awful.
Big thumbs down.
Isn't that terrible? It's just, I mean, it was going so good.
It just went...
Now, the Sports Generals with Lee and Grant Benson on the Wire.
Boomer Sooner, baby. Boomer Sooner. Welcome to the Sports Generals on the Wire. I'm Lee Benson alongside my partner, Grant Benson, and we just wanted to play some Boomer Sooner just for this, just the heck of it. We haven't done it before.
Just because. I mean, Boomer Sooner, Lee. Boomer Sooner.
Too bad the whole Boomer Sooner thing really isn't...
It really wasn't relevant at all right
no.
now. I don't know why.
No. Not really, but...
It's okay. Yeah. It's Friday, April 10th.
And 2009. Usually, thanks for saying it's 2009. Usually when we start this show, we mention how the weather is doing in Norman, Oklahoma, because that's where we are. We're in Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
In the student union at the University of Oklahoma. And the weather today is,
it's
garbage.
It's garbage. It's
what is
dirt.
Up with this weather, Grant?
I don't know. Yesterday it was as high as 85 degrees, but there was still like, 40-mile-an-hour winds. Now the temperature just dropped, 50 degrees, and there's still 40-mile-an-hour winds. So, whatever.
The 40-mile-an-hour winds is just so crazy. It reminds me of back...
Don't talk about Dodge City.
Nobody, back when I was in Dodge City, Kansas.
Nobody cares.
The windiest city in the country.
Nobody cares, though. That's the thing.
That's what it reminds
nobody
me
cares.
Of.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. At all.
But I digress.
Don't
We're
stop
in Norman,
saying
Oklahoma.
That. You like saying that.
I do.
I digress.
I do. I have little quips, as do you. On the show that we like to say.
Yeah, whatever.
Grant, I gave the task of the schedule, the script, if you will, to you today.
And like always, once, when I do that, the show today will probably be outstanding, just because. I mean, how can't it be?
Something tells me that you're wrong, that we're going to have what's the word here? I don't want to say scuffle, because I don't think that's right, but... We're going to have to figure out how to get through the show, because I'm sure you did not prepare us very well.
Something tells me that you have a dirty mouth, and I don't like it. So, yeah.
All right, Grant. Well, since you made the schedule. Since you made the schedule. Well, first of all, it's Masters weekend.
Yeah.
Everyone's excited for the Masters.
Yeah.
Well, every male is excited for the Masters, put it that way. I've heard all my friends. Seriously, I'm just pumped to sit around and watch the Masters this weekend.
Yeah. Honestly, I've never... I always thought that I was the only person in my age group who actually watched the Masters, but I guess not.
Well, your age group has expanded, Grant. You're now in college.
Well.
And people watch the Masters.
I guess.
In college, apparently.
No, good for them. Good for them.
And
Masters is cool.
Yeah, I enjoy the Masters, too, but I'm one of those the people, I can't watch it Thursday through, I don't care about the early. I won't watch the Masters if it's a close tournament on Sunday afternoon. This usually around Easter. This year it's going to be on Easter.
Honestly, if Tiger has nothing to do with it, I'm really not that interested.
Really?
People,
it's so overrated to me. As long as it's close. If it's a close match and it's between two or three guys, it's interesting. It's the Masters.
I'm sorry. I don't really care if Rory McIlroy and...
Who's that?
And Jim Furyk.
I think you mean Rory Sabatini.
Or whatever. And Jim Furyk are battling it out. I don't really care. I'd rather watch Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson battle it out.
Well, no matter... Your views of the Masters, whatever you think of it, there's one thing that I do know.
A tradition unlike any other, the Masters on CBS.
Thank you, Jim Nance.
Yeah.
Thank you, because everyone knows the Masters is a tradition unlike any other.
Yeah, no, it's...
On CBS, by the way.
Yeah. I think they've been running that little thing on during March Madness for... How long? 100, 120 years, maybe?
Probably close to 150, 180 years.
Okay, yeah. Well,
when was America founded?
I don't know. 1776.
Okay, probably since then.
Yeah.
That's how long CBS has been around, everybody, since the Constitution.
And that's how long they've been playing the Masters
since America gained its independence.
A tradition like any other, the Masters on CBS.
A tradition unlike any other, the Masters on CBS.
I just said that.
You did, you butchered it.
I did not butcher it.
You said a tradition like any other.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You know, let's just go to the professional.
Tradition unlike any other, the Masters on CBS.
Thank you yet again, Jim Nance.
And of course, here comes another show where Lee's going to overplay something that's completely unnecessary.
No, I mean, it's just I wanted to prove a point that the Masters are a tradition unlike any other. And second of all, I want to once again drive home the fact that you made this schedule today, and our show is probably going to be terrible.
Okay, well,
so giving you a heads up right now, the one thing that's not going to be terrible, though, that I'm pretty much in charge of, the movie of the week coming up in our last segment. I'm tired of this whole keeping it secret stuff. Forget that. Today, 12:30 and so on, make sure you're listening. Field of Dreams is our movie of the week. And I told Grant before this show started, that may have taken over, in my opinion, we'll see, the top spot in my favorite sports movies list. I watched it last night. It was, well, I already knew it. First time I had actually seen it full length. Anyways. I can't wait to talk about
that's
Field of Dreams.
That's a sin if that's the very first time you've ever seen it full length. I'm sorry.
I've always seen bits and pieces. You know what? I'll talk about it when we talk about it. But I didn't always like Field of Dreams. I was never a big fan. But now I've turned.
Because
we'll talk about that.
Because you're heartless and you have no soul. But that's cool. Whatever. Because
I'm heartless and I have no soul. This is the Sports Generals.
Yeah.
I'm heartless and I have no soul. Grant?
Your word's not mine.
No. You said it first.
Okay, I mean,
I'm just making fun of you.
Okay, Lee, whatever. Whatever.
Tradition unlike any other, the Masters on CBS.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get butterflies when you hear that? I kind of do.
I really like the music.
But the thing is, though, that just, it doesn't, is it bad that a golf commercial doesn't remind me of golf? It reminds me of basketball.
That reminds me of golf. It reminds me of the Masters. And every time they go to commercial, the one time you actually like want commercials to happen in sports, because the Masters, they go to commercial and they play that sweet little, I wish I had the music for you. Watch the Masters. Every time they go to commercial, they'll play the Masters music.
Yeah, the Masters music is great.
It's
very
nice.
Talking about, yeah.
This is the Sports Generals. Friday, April 10th, a couple days away from Easter. So everyone,
it's
that was
Friday.
Yes, it's good. It is a good Friday, and it is good Friday
because it's Friday.
But Grant, actually, we've started this show kind of on an upbeat key, talking about the Masters, but we've ignored the big news in sports that happened yesterday, late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. And I was listening to Mike and Mike in the morning this morning a little bit on ESPN, and a lot of their show had been devoted to talking about this. And of course, I'm speaking of the death of Angels pitcher Nick Adenhart, and only 22 years old.
Probably the most, like, that's probably the worst story I've ever heard in my entire life. Just about that kid passing away. That's seriously, that's heartbreaking. Like, I can't even.
It's one of those things where it happens, and on Mike and Mike, they were discussing it. Of course, real life is a lot different than the sports world, and something like happens like that in real life, as they say, it kind of makes you think, wow, sports is not that important. And in the grand scheme of things, you can argue that, yeah, sports is not that important. But if it wasn't that important, so many people wouldn't care about sports the way it is. But when something like this happens,
puts it in perspective.
It puts everything in perspective, and you can only hope but feel for the family of Nick Adenhart, obviously, and that whole Angels team. Because, Grant, as you know, you play sports. You played baseball a lot. I played baseball a lot. We've never played at that kind of level, which is easy to say because we're in college, but we're never going to get to that point probably. But I'm sure at that point, it's like, it's not just losing a friend. It's like losing a brother.
Yeah. Well, when you're...
Because all those guys spent so much time together, the full season, and Adenhart's rather young. He was only 22 years old, but he had been in the Angels organization for 4 years. And losing a guy like that, losing anybody, has got to be just some of the one of the most awful things that can happen. We don't know what it's like for that to happen to us personally. And so I can only imagine what they're going through there at the Angels clubhouse and their family. So I want to just mention that.
It needs to be mentioned.
It needs to be mentioned, and it's just one of the sad things that happens. Aiden Hart died hit and run. Three other people in the car died too, and the fourth person, there was a fourth person, and I believe he's in critical care at a hospital. And the person, they haven't caught the person. He got out of his car and ran.
Yeah, they caught him.
Oh, did they catch him?
Yeah, they caught him.
Okay.
He was drunk, of course.
And the other thing, it's just cruel. I mean, Aiden Hart had pitched the night before. He started, had his best outing in his career. He went six scoreless innings for Anaheim. Los Angeles,
career,
I'm sorry.
He was like a September call-up last year.
No, yeah, I mean, and I apologize for not having the exact stats, but yeah, I think it was like his third or his fourth career start.
Yeah, this is only like your third or fourth career start, and pitched six shutout innings, and it's just something like that happened. He was probably feeling really good. He probably kind of feeling on top of the world, and something like that happens, and it's just,
man, I mean, not his fault at all. Just, I mean, it's just a cruel, cruel thing to happen in life. Just struck a bad luck. That's all that you can say about that. That's all what it seems like. Because it's not like he was behind the wheel of a car doing something bad. No, he was a passenger in a car and an idiot.
No,
hit him.
It's just...
And him and two other people died, and one other person was critically injured. Nick Aiden Hart, dead at the age of 22. We wanted to mention that here on the Sports Generals.
He was the number one prospect in the Angels organization.
Drafted 14th overall back in 2004. Well, regrettably, we're going to move on to other topics, but it's good to get that some mentioning here on the show, as I'm sure every sports show around the country is doing today and probably did yesterday. And we wanted to give it its due here on the show, probably for surely not giving it as much due as it's needed, but being a show here at Oklahoma, we don't know much about it. Except for what we've read, and we can only just give our hopes and prayers, Grant and I, out to Nick Aidenhart's family and the Los Angeles Angels organization. Be that as it may,
Angels play the Boston Red Sox tonight,
and the game yesterday was postponed as it should have been, because I can imagine. I'm sure they could have played, Grant.
No, you'd.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm sure they could have played, but it would have been just pointless. Yeah, it would have been really, really pointless to play one day after that happened. Yeah. So I'm sure today against the Red Sox there'll be a pretty good. I mean, there'll be some ceremonies before the game and things like that, honoring Nick Aiden Hart and his family. And I'm sure the Angels throughout the season will be playing for him, and we will see certain. Wristbands and maybe some patches on their jerseys, things like that, to remember him. And this isn't the first time this happened in Major League Baseball. A couple years back, Hancock for the Cardinals. I'm sorry, his first name is away from me right now. I was listening to Joe Buck talk about this morning on the radio. He died in a car accident for the Cardinals in 2007, I believe. And then Daryl Kyle in 2002 passed away in his hotel room. The Cardinals organization has been through this way more times than you ever needed to. One is too many times.
Yeah, it was Josh Hancock.
Josh Hancock, okay.
And if you remember, Corey Lytle died in a plane crash. And
Corey Lytle also when he was playing with the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
So this is not new for baseball, which is a terrible, sad thing to be aware of. But once again, we just want to talk about a little bit the passing of Nick Aiden Hart. Of the Los Angeles Angels here on the show. It's 11:14 a.m. Friday morning, Good Friday today, a couple days before Easter. Lent is almost over for anybody that gave up something for Lent. I know I didn't. I never do. I'm not Catholic.
Okay, well, that's neither, to borrow some quips from your dictionary, that's neither here nor there. So anyway, we'll move on. We were talking about the Masters earlier, and I mentioned that that Jim Nance commercial. The Masters, a tradition unlike any other. Yeah, see, there you go. Yeah.
A tradition unlike any other. The Masters on CBS.
Is that the commercial you speak of, Grant?
Yeah. Like I said, instead of golf, that commercial actually reminds me of basketball, and that's actually what we're going to talk about. The Final Four.
Final Four. Final Four. Four.
The
four.
Timing of our show every Friday, kind of, it's tough for this particular sporting event, because the Final Four happened all last weekend after we had gone on air.
Yeah. In my opinion, the Final Four wasn't the biggest sports news of the week this week. It was completely overshadowed by a few things, notably, obviously, the Nick Adenhart thing, and obviously Major League Baseball opening day. But but nonetheless, the general public, for some reason, thinks the Final Four was probably still the biggest story. But so we'll talk about that first.
All right. Well, on your schedule, Grant, that you made up, as we will keep saying during this show, you have mentioned that Michigan State beat UConn 82-73, and now I have to eat some crow, as they say.
Yeah.
During the show last time, I was convinced that UConn would beat Michigan State because, you know what? UConn's a better team than Michigan State. I don't care what anybody says. I don't know. I know Michigan State already beat them.
Not according to the score of that game.
Uh-huh.
They weren't.
Uh-huh, but yet, guess what happened? Michigan State caused UConn just missed a ton of shots in the second half, missed a ton of layups, easy layups, easy short jump shots.
Oh.
Shot 52% in the first half and shot like 20-something percent or 30-something percent in the second half.
Both teams shot identical from the field. Right?
And so Michigan State scored 82 points somehow.
They probably scored a lot from the free throw line.
There you go.
UConn's not a very good
free throw
team.
Michigan State moved on to the final game. Somehow, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, no, you're mad because I'm right, and I'm always right.
I do know how that happened. I've talked about why Michigan State has won, and people continued to miss shots against Michigan State, and that continued only for that game, but it's not continuing the next game.
Okay, were you wrong in that pick?
Yes.
Why are you crying?
Because it was bullcrap.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I told you that Michigan State was going to win. I even picked it in Streak for the Cash.
No, you didn't.
Actually, no, you're
no,
right.
You didn't.
I was too scared to pick it.
I've been checking your Streak for the Cash.
Okay, do not mention my streak. Please, do not mention my streak.
Kalen Lucas, 21 points for Michigan State. Raymar Morgan at 18, he was like the player of the game, Raymar Morgan.
He was playing with that mask.
He came out of nowhere.
The mask.
And then Hashim Thabeet.
He came out of nowhere. He's like, he averages like 15 points a game.
No, he does?
Yes.
Okay, well, I digress.
Don't say that.
It didn't even work in that situation. I messed that up. I apologize. Anyway, Hashim Thabeet at 17 points, and he could have had about 30, but he missed a ton of shots.
He's not that good. He always
close
misses
in
a
range.
Lot of shots.
I know. I'm just saying, he missed a ton of shots, just like UConn. AJ Price at 15. He's good. I like AJ Price.
He missed a ton of shots, but he's a guard, so that happens sometimes. That's basketball.
Only 6 3-point attempts from UConn. I think they might have shot like one in the second half.
Hey, they shot six. Yeah, so you can't complain about that. That was just UConn not taking
threes. Yeah, they're not used to taking threes because they can just score a lot of points in the paint. But you know what? I guess they're missing all their paint shots.
Okay, well.
Whatever.
Cool.
Michigan State, congratulations.
Michigan State
made it to the championship game.
They made all their bunnies, and UConn didn't. So.
Just missing a ton of bunnies. The formula for failure in the NCAA tournament. Grant, what was the other game in the Final Four that came on right after the?
There was actually another game.
There was, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They actually played one. Oh, weird. But no, yeah, there actually was. North Carolina dismantled Villanova, 83-69, and it wasn't as close as the score suggested.
Which is kind of the theme for North Carolina in this tournament. Now, once again, I have to. Although I did pick North Carolina to win this game, I said it would be close.
It wasn't. It was not close,
it wasn't close
at any point in time. I think North Carolina jumped out to like a 12-2 lead, and they never looked back. Just like they kind of did in every single game in the tournament this year.
North Carolina, you know, was awesome yet again against Villanova. They didn't even play. I mean, they played a little bit better than they played against Oklahoma. Obviously, they scored 83 points. But Ty Lawson, yet again, had an awesome game. 22 points and 8 assists, not 8 rebounds. That'd be good, too, with 8 rebounds. And Wayne Ellington decided to show up for this game after not showing up against Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Which ended up not mattering in that game anyways.
No, because Danny Green took his place, but whatever.
Ellington had 20 points, and Tyler Hansborough was back to, you know, somehow being good with 18 points and 11 rebounds. What? I don't know.
Okay, Lee, I don't know. You have so many sour grapes, it's ridiculous.
But you know I'm right, though. You saw Hansborough play.
Yeah, he went up against Taylor Griffin. Taylor Griffin is is a superior athlete to Tyler Hansbrough.
And how about this stat? Once again, a team shooting better from three than they did from the field. North Carolina shot 40% from the field, but they made 11 of 22 threes. They made 11 threes.
That's 33 points worth of threes. That's good.
They made 50% of the 3 points. That's awesome. And Villanova couldn't shoot 32%, which is way worse than Oklahoma, but and they only made 5 threes. They shot 27, 5 for 27.
I'm pretty sure, like, I didn't put it in here, but I'm pretty sure UNC scored, like, 27 points from the free throw line, too.
Just a complete dismantling of the Villanova Wildcats. And as we mentioned on our show, when we were making our picks for the championship game, I picked North Carolina versus UConn. You picked North Carolina versus Michigan State. But we each picked the Tar Heels to win. And we used, we both used it, or did I just use it? Using the reasoning, because when teams beat Villanova, they go on to win the national championship.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And that,
actually, no, I use the reasoning that North Carolina is the best team that we've seen in the last 15 or 20 years. So
there's many reasons you could use to pick
the Tar Heels. Definitely are. Like, people have been, like, debating that, talking and, like, on Sports and stuff, saying, no, you guys are crazy. North Carolina is definitely not one of the best teams. Yeah, they are. That team is crazy good.
People have been saying that they're definitely not the best team, like, as far as what, like, ever or in the past few years, or how's that
work? They're not
the
best team. Like, they're probably not the best team ever, because, I mean, there's teams that have gone undefeated. But that's the best team we've definitely seen this decade. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And you know why? Well, I mean, like, people say, oh, they lost to Boston College. They lost to Wake Forest. No. That team knew they were better than every single team they played against, and they just didn't care in those games.
That's
I
really
guarantee
cool.
you that's what it was.
It seems like you can only do that in basketball, you know? Yeah. I mean, maybe at a lower level of football you can do something like that, but basketball, you can argue that, like, Shaq did that all those years when they got to the playoffs. Finally, heck, like, with the Lakers, you know, hey, we're in the playoffs. Finally, it matters.
No,
let's turn it on.
And they showed it here.
And
they
North Carolina
not,
turned it on.
They played exceptionally well in every single actually no not necessarily they didn't really play that well against Sooners but
still they played they still dominate Oklahoma, and they didn't even play that well.
It doesn't change the fact that they won their tournament games by an average of like 19 points a game, which is really good.
Well, North Carolina played Michigan State in the final, and for what happened, let's just go to Jim Nance yet again, and Clark Kellogg.
Carolina is going to have played 240 minutes in this tournament, and 154 of the 240, they had a double-digit lead. They trailed for less than 10 minutes the entire tournament. And tonight, they came out and showed everyone they were the best in college basketball.
No doubt about it.
A performance from the start that could not have been any finer. North Carolina is the 2009 national champion.
Thank you, Jim Nance, yet again. And his voice sounded very similar to his master's.
Stop.
To his master's call.
Okay. First of all, here's what I want to say. Jim Nance and Clark Kellogg should not be doing the Final Four. Like, I know they're just not exciting enough. First of all, Jim Nance should be Gus Johnson, first of all.
Agreed.
And I don't know who is second hand. It really doesn't
Probably Lynn
matter.
Elmore. Lynn Elmore is his color guy.
Those... But whatever. No, that's neither here nor there, Lee.
Don't you just love that? I took that from Mike Greenberg from Mike and Mike in the Morning.
Okay,
he says that a lot. I like it.
Stop. North Carolina.
Why are you always going to be shushing me and telling me to stop?
North Carolina beat Michigan State 89-72, and wasn't North Carolina up at one point in time like 45-16 or something?
They were up by
like 39 points at one point.
That's what happens on this show. You get us giving off scores that probably aren't true that we don't know about, and we'll say, I don't know, maybe.
Well, no,
that's the sports general.
Because
I remember
watching the game, and Jim Nance said something about how last year North Carolina lost to Kansas, where at one point in time they were down 40-12.
Right.
And Jim Nance said, and if North Carolina scores four unanswered more points, they'll equal that total or whatever. Like, they were up at one point in time,
they're
like 36-12.
And I remember... So I sent you a text message with about 14 minutes to go in the game, and North Carolina was already winning by like 15 or something like that. Once again, another just random number we're going to throw out there because we don't know the exact
they were,
number.
They were.
No,
they were.
No, I know.
I'm
just saying. It just sounds really bad when we do
no,
something like
that. No, it
doesn't,
because people do that all the time. It's not a big deal.
But anyways, I sent you text message, and what did it say? Do you remember?
It said, it's funny because this game is already over.
Yeah, that's exactly what it said, because it was there's no
it was,
way.
It was so over.
There's no way that, like, you could just, and we stopped watching. Like, I kind of went back and forth, kind of, like, tracked the score a little bit.
Oh, I didn't even watch the game. I watched the first 10 minutes, and I was finished. Then I watched, and then I just, you know, tuned in at the end to watch one shining moment. That's it.
Congratulations, North Carolina. You're awesome. Yeah, you're awesome. But the best team that you played in that tournament, you played them in the Elite Eight. The Oklahoma Sooners, baby.
It's true, for sure.
The Oklahoma Sooners.
And the Sooners actually played them the best out of any team. Even gave them the best game. Actually, no, LSU gave them the best game, but...
It depends on who your fan base is. If you're an LSU fan, yeah, LSU gave them the best game. If you're an OU fan, OU gave them the best game.
LSU gave them the best game.
Going by as far as point differential in the final, Oklahoma did. LSU was closer later in the game than the Sooners were, but North Carolina pulled away at the end. North Carolina, national champions... Again, like, what was it, like, their 18th or 19th trip to the Final Four? Like, they're just...
They've only won 5 national championships.
It just seems like they've won a lot more, though. Maybe it's because they've been to the Final Four quite a bit of years.
Well, just think about it. It's kind of... I mean, 5 national championships is still pretty good, seeing as that, you know, you're in a tournament of 64 teams where you have to win 6 games in a row to win that championship. So 5's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's good. I mean, it's not great.
Okay, that's...
it's good.
That's...
It's okay. Great.
Just think... And their 5 national championships, that means they were 30-0 in the NCAA tournament.
Okay, well, that was a little bit of sarcasm there, if you didn't catch that.
Okay, well,
if
anyway,
you didn't catch it.
Whatever, but anyway, Ty Lawson had 21 points in that game. I'm pretty sure that was his line for every single game in the tournament. Like, what, 20, 21 points, 8 or 9 assists?
That was Once his again, line Grant, I don't know. Game. You're just throwing stuff out there. I couldn't tell you.
Okay, stop being a little just...
Stop doing that. Stop saying stuff like that.
You're just...
I'm Grant.
You're a woman. That's all I know.
I'm Grant.
But
hey, Grant, take it, man. Take it. You're always dishing it out. Why don't you take it? And by the way, if anybody that hasn't listened to this show or doesn't know us, if we ever are ragging at each other, which we're assuming that nobody thinks this, maybe just our parents, but it's all in good fun.
No, it's not. I hate your guts.
Prime example right there. It's all in good fun. We don't really hate each other. Well,
most of the time. Anyway, okay, stop. I don't care, Lee. I want to go on. I want to talk about the final. The
oh, I'm sorry, Grant. You made
game.
The schedule. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, all right, North Carolina in the national championship game shot 45% from the field. Michigan State shot 40%. So, honestly, not that big of a difference. And I also know that Michigan State also out-rebounded North Carolina by... like 7 or 8 rebounds. I didn't write it down here, but I know this for a fact because I looked at it last night. But
okay.
North Carolina only made 5 threes in that game. They were 5 of 12. Michigan State made 7 threes in that game. They were 7 of 23.
Okay.
So you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, why isn't this game closer? I'll tell you why, Lee. Michigan State had 21 turnovers in that game.
Oh, man. What happened to that ball control offense where they don't turn the ball over?
I'll tell you what happened. When Michigan State took the court and they looked at their opponent, instead of seeing North Carolina on their jerseys, they probably saw Michigan instead. And they thought, oh, we're playing a Big Ten team. And so they just played Big Ten basketball, and they turned it over a bunch. So that's what happened, I think.
A very, very logical explanation of that. Yeah, I mean, how could they... I can definitely see how they could get North Carolina and Michigan mixed up. I mean, their colors are so similar.
They're both blue, just different shades of blue.
You know what? That's probably what happened. You probably should write like a story or do some sort of news package on the fact that Michigan State thought they were playing Michigan in the national championship game in like Ann Arbor instead of, you know, the Tar Heels of North Carolina in Detroit, Michigan. That's what happened.
Okay. Anyway, Lee. I mean, you're so funny, seriously. You know what? That's me giving Lee a hand. Good job, Lee. That's the funniest you've ever been on this show. Cool. Congratulations. Yeah, that's right.
Thanks,
don't,
Grant.
Don't ever do it again. Yeah. I said it.
All right, well, you hear that music. That means we're done.
Nice catch, Maze. Don't ever do it again.
Oh, that's the edited version. Yes.
There. But anyway, the national championship game, North Carolina winning it, wraps up the worst NCAA tournament I've ever seen in my life.
The worst you've ever seen?
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. What a bad tournament. It is true. Like, it is not a fun tournament to watch when every single high seed wins.
No, yeah.
Pretty much, I mean, Lee, what was the highlight of this tournament? I mean, I know what the highlight of this tournament was. I want you to let everyone else know what the highlight of this tournament was.
A tradition unlike any other, the Masters on CBS.
Is that the highlight?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't really think of anything else.
Nothing that has to do with Oklahoma or anything, no.
That was what I enjoyed most about this tournament.
Thank you, Jim Nance, for that. Yeah. This is the Sports Generals.
On the wire.